Hello, my love, and welcome back to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Happy, happy new year. It is officially 2022, and it is the first Monday of 2022. There was not going to be a podcast episode today. I know many of you are returning to work and really getting back to what feels like real life, and there might be some holiday blues, some back to reality blues. I think that many of us begin to feel that around this time of year. There are no holidays to look forward to. Depending on where you live, it starts to get really freaking cold, and it can be a time of year where we just feel really heavy, maybe a little bit sad. And if you are feeling that today, I want to send you so much love. But I wanted to bring you a really quick pep talk today. This is going to be a very short episode with just some words of encouragement as you are stepping into really beginning to execute on the resolutions that you may have set for yourself in this new year. It is the first Monday of the year. And while yes, most people are excited to begin on January 1, the reality is most people decided, I'm going to wait until Monday, because that is what human beings do. They wait and they wait and they wait and they wait, and then they work hard for a little bit and then they end up quitting on themselves. And I don't say that to discourage you. I am so excited that you have set resolutions and goals for yourself. If you have, please know that with my whole entire heart, I am rooting for you. I am cheering you on. I want nothing more than to see you win. I want to see you get what it is that you desire in this new year, because you deserve it. But the reality of a new year is that nothing really changes just because the day on the calendar has changed. Nothing really changes when it's a new month or because it's a Monday. Nothing really changes without our commitment to actually changing the things that we know we want to change in our lives. So I want to encourage you, as you are beginning to execute on what it is that you desire to achieve this year, of a few things that I know have been really powerful and really impactful for me in creating long-term and lasting change for myself. I am setting goals all of the time. So at the new year, I did not set any new goals. I had just set a few goals for myself earlier in the month of December, because I choose to set goals throughout the year. I choose to decide to begin working towards things all year long, because I know from the proof that I have in my own life, I've set many New Year's resolutions, and while they have inspired me to show up and take action for a short period of time, there's nothing magical about that day that is going to encourage you when things get hard. And the reality is, things will get hard. Creating change and transformation in your life, achieving the success that you crave, it's hard work. And there are going to be times where you want to quit, and there are going to be times where you screw up and you make mistakes, and there are going to be times where you don't feel like it and you're tired, and there are going to be times where you're discouraged and you're afraid. There are going to be times where you're frustrated, where you may even sabotage yourself, where you may even take 5 steps backwards before you recognize, ooh, this isn't who I said I was going to be this year. How do I jump back into doing the things that I know are good for me? And I really want to encourage you to become a woman who does that, because the reality for most people, when they decide that they are going to work towards something in their lives, they feel like, I need to be perfect all of the time in order to achieve this thing. And I want to remind you that perfection is not an expectation or a requirement of your success. You get to be radically imperfect, because I am so imperfect, but yet I have created massive success in my life with my relationship with food, with my weight loss, with my body, in my relationship financially, in my business. I've created a lot of success, and I've done it all while being an imperfect human being. So I want to encourage you with all of my heart. I want you to really, really hear this. These next couple of days for you, you may be showing up as what you believe to be perfect, because right now you're really inspired and you're really motivated and you're really excited, and it's fresh and it's new, and it's like, ooh, yes, 2022 is going to be the year that I get everything that I want. But I can promise you, in the upcoming days or weeks, there is going to be a day where you make a mistake. There is going to be a day where you screw up. There is going to be a day where you let yourself down. There is going to be a day where a roadblock or an obstacle presents itself and you don't do what you said you were going to do. There is going to be a day where excuses take over and you don't follow through with what you said you were going to do. That is the reality of creating long-term success. So I want to share with you the resolution that I shared inside of the Resolution Masterclass, which is this. No matter what it is that you are working towards today, right now, this week, this month, this year, I want you to commit to continuing no matter what. Because if this is something that you really, really want, if this is a goal that is so heavy in your heart and you can feel it in your body that this is something that you are meant to have, be, or achieve in your life, it's going to get hard. And when it gets hard, you are going to be tempted to throw in the towel. But you can't. Do not quit on yourself again. Do not have yourself on December 31st of 2022 looking back at this year and wishing that you would have stayed the course, wishing that you would have committed to continuing, wishing that you would have shown up for yourself differently. I cannot tell you how good it feels to no longer feel the heaviness that can often come with this time of year. I have created a life of consistency, and you can do that too. And when you are consistent, it's really exciting to set new goals and set resolutions, but you also know that you have the ability to be the woman that follows through so that at the end of the year, you don't feel yourself looking back with regret and looking back feeling shameful and disappointed in yourself. That is not the vibe in 2022. The vibe in 2022 is committing to yourself no matter what, showing up for yourself no matter what, doing the best that you can always, no longer expecting perfection, but being committed to yourself the way that you're committed to other people. Okay, this is how you are going to build consistency, by committing to continuing. But the second thing that I really want to remind you of today is this. On December 31st, you may have been doing none of the things that you desire to do for yourself right now. Maybe on December 31st, you weren't working out, you weren't journaling, you weren't meditating, you weren't listening to podcasts, you weren't whatever the list of things that you have for yourself to do now in the new year. On December 31st, you may have been doing none of those things. And today you're like, this is the day I'm going to do it all. I'm going to wake up early, 5 a.m. I'm going to get up. I'm going to get out of bed. I'm going to work out. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to journal. I'm going to listen to the podcast. I'm going to do my skincare routine. I'm going to make sure that I get back to my evening routine. I'm going to eat perfectly. I'm going to meal prep. I'm going to do it all. And you feel like you're a superwoman. And because you're really inspired and motivated right now, this might last for a day or two or three or even a week or two or three, but there will come a day where you burn out. And what happens when we burn out is we do nothing. We say, oh, I can't do it all because we have this desire to be perfect. Can't do it all, so I'm just going to do nothing. So if you are looking at your list of goals and resolutions and you're feeling like you need to jump all the way in and do everything right now, I want to encourage you to pause. I want to encourage you to take a step back and say, this is a lot, and I don't expect perfection from myself, and I don't even expect myself to do all of these things right now. What I expect from myself is to look at the thing that matters to me most, and how can I be consistent in doing that one thing for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks? And then once I feel really good in that, I can look at my list again and I can say, okay, what can I add on now? And then you can be consistent in doing those two things for a week or two or three. And then you go back to the list and you say, okay, what's the third thing that I can add on? And you continue to do this until you are now doing all of the things that you said you wanted to do, but you haven't reached a place of burnout because you have built the capacity to be a woman who can handle doing all of these things. I think too many people are trying to go from 0 to 100 real freaking quick, and that has them quitting on themselves over and over and over and over and over again because they haven't built the capacity to be a person who can handle doing all of those things. I want you in this new year to be all in on yourself. I want you in this new year to be so committed to what it is that you want, but I also want you to be okay with taking one step at a time. You have probably tried to commit to doing all of the things that you have committed to doing right now before. And I want you to be a woman who is brave enough and bold enough to look back at her life and say, the last time that I did this way, how did it work out for me? Did I get what I wanted? Were the results sustainable? I truly believe that we need to build ourselves to a place where we are able to handle all of the things. I didn't get where I am today because I decided on day one I was going to do the 10 things that I'm now consistent in doing every single day of my life. I said, what matters most to me and how can I be consistent in that? And then I added on one more thing and one more thing and one more thing and one more thing. I don't want you to quit on yourself again this year. I don't want you to find yourself on February 1 disappointed in yourself because you have already given up on what it was that you said you wanted to achieve this year. Be willing to start small. Be willing to take one step at a time. Be all in your commitment to yourself, but be smart, be logical in your strategy in achieving what it is that you want. You're not going to go from where you were on December 31st to where you desire to be by the end of January. That's not the way that it works. Creating long-term sustainable change requires work over the rest of your life. And the worst thing that I believe we can do for ourselves is work so hard in the short term, get what we want, and then go back to where we started. Whatever you're doing to achieve what it is that you desire this year, I want you to remember that in order to maintain and sustain that result, you must be willing to continue to show up the way that you did to get there. Life isn't just about achieving and then losing. I want you to become a woman who achieves and sustains. I want you to become a woman who achieves and maintains. I want you to become a woman who gets what she wants and keeps it. I want you to become a woman who gets what she wants and then sets an even bigger goal, who sets an even more grand goal and who says, wow, I got this and I'm so good at maintaining this. Now what's next? But you never get there if you're constantly feeling like you're failing yourself. And so many of us are constantly feeling like we're failing ourselves because we try to go from where we were to where we desire to be overnight. And that's just not the way it works. So reminders for you on the first Monday of 2022, you don't need to be perfect. Build your capacity to be consistent and be a woman who is committed to continuing no matter what. And I promise you that your success will be inevitable. Okay, I love you so very much, and I will talk to you on the next episode.